1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Former President Trump supporters are gathering now in Georgia.
Our government, literally right before everyone's face, weaponized the justice system. This is crazy.
CBS's Scott McFarland says some members of Congress are also supporting Trump ahead of his surrender.
Some of Donald Trump's most ardent supporters on the House Judiciary Committee have requested records from Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis about her probe of the former president. They've accused Willis of politicizing the investigation ahead of the 2024 election, something she has resoundingly denied. The committee made a similar request of Manhattan's DA after he charged Trump earlier this year.
Meantime, Trump was dubbed the elephant not in the room at last night's GOP debate in Milwaukee. CBS's Robert Costa was there.
Behind the scenes, many of their top strategists tell me that they still face an uphill climb ahead. Trump remains the front runner, and at this point, they're in a wait and see moment, as one strategist put it to me into CBS News, trying to see if Trump will ever implode as he faces four criminal indictments.
Russian President Vladimir Putin sent condolences to the family of Yevgeny Prigozhin after the plane crash that killed 10 people yesterday. CBS's Mary Lushnia.
This is really the first we've heard from the Kremlin or any Russian high-profile officials about what exactly is the status of Yevgeny Prigozhin now. But he did not say, you know, the words that he died.
Prigozhin was supposed to be on that plane. King Charles and Queen Camilla will visit France next month. They were supposed to be there back in March for their royal debut, but the state visit got postponed over violent protests to retirement reforms. Four people have now died following a shooting at a biker bar in Tribeco County, California. Tribeco Canyon, California. KCAL TV's Michelle Gili is there and talked to a woman who came face to face with the shooter and survived.
She came face to face with the gunman and said to the gunman, "Please don't shoot me. I'm pregnant." The gunman said to her, "Get out of here."
The shooter has been identified as a former cop whose wife had filed for divorce. He was killed by police. Lizzo's firing back.
Lizzo is suing her ex-backup dancers for malicious prosecution in response to their lawsuit accusing her of sexual, racial, and religious harassment. The singer's lawyer has shared photos with people of the three plaintiffs that appear to show them having fun with performers backstage at a topless cafe in Paris in March. They claim they were forced to attend the show and engage in acts they were uncomfortable with.
That's CBS's Deborah Rodriguez. Attorneys say the women willingly returned. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Have you Googled yourself lately? Are there negative posts from an ex-employee or from a former client? Maybe an outdated news article or sensitive personal information about your family? Search engines don't always get it right. But right or wrong, it's your reputation on the line. That's where Reputation Defender by Norton comes in. One of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. Reputation Defender has been fixing people's search results for over 15 years. Their cutting-edge approaches help you to wipe away unwanted information in your search results. They also promote the good stuff, so that it rises to the top, helping you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. Take control with Reputation Defender. You can start by getting your free reputation report card at ReputationDefender.com or call 800-803-5505 to speak to an expert. That's 800-803-5505.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's different.
You can choose your mood. You can choose to, you know what? I didn't get much sleep last night, but I'm still going to have a good day, or still going to give it all I can, or be in a good spirit when I do the morning show today.
That's what I do every day with you, too.
I was going to say, what, you mean my normal mood of what, mild contempt for everyone around me? Okay, yeah, that's usually what I'm doing, yeah.
Sarcasm extraordinaire.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. right here on Locally Grown Radio.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. It will still be hot today. Brittany Merlot has more information on just how dangerous these extreme temperatures can be.
Heat-related illnesses have killed more people than any other weather phenomena over the past 30 years, including hurricanes, floods, and tornadoes. Just last year, 148 people died from the heat. As the sweltering temperatures remain today, it's the humidity that makes it feel so uncomfortable and harder to cool down from. Excessive heat warnings remain in effect for the southern half of the state today, with heat advisories in central Wisconsin. Values will again hit 100 to 110 degrees. Stay hydrated and stay cool.
WFHR and WIRI staff will be at the Central Wisconsin State Fair today. Stop into the 4-H building and say hi at the Civic Media table. You can share your story in the Truth Booth, see our new logos, and get free shirts. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 89. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 62. Tonight, partly cloudy. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again. Tomorrow, chance for scattered storms. Daytime highs approaching 85. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 79.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
August 24th, 2023. Welcome back to hour number two of The Big Show. Glad to have you along on the ride. Great last hour, Mr. Zommers. I love the calls. I love the fact that we have both Republicans and Democrats calling, independents as well. I love the conversation.
Yeah, a lot of good perspectives, argument's the wrong word.
I think it's a thoughtful conversation where people are at right now.
Right.
And I think the overlying feeling I get, correct me if I'm wrong, after last hour, frustration.
Absolutely.
I don't want to say everybody, but I think most folks are just frustrated. And that was the thing being in Milwaukee yesterday. And was out in Richland Center for a couple of days before that. I've been from one side of the state almost to the other this week. And you feel this frustration out there, right? And that bothers me because I think that it's incumbent on people like you and I, and particularly me, to talk about stories as well that bring people together. So I think that's a takeaway from this week, is to continue to try to find good things out there that bring folks together. And was looking at the Twitter yesterday of our friend John Roach, our ongoing contributor. I don't want to tell the entire story because I want him to tell it next time he comes on. But John Roach was at a football game here in Madison and told this great story. Well, the ending was great. One team, the player had a very serious injury and had to be taken away to the hospital or by the ambulance. And the other team ended up coming and joining in the line to which that player from the opposite team well, and no one told them to do it. They just did it instinctively. And the point of Roach's tweet, I think, or the story was, you know what, that kind of stuff doesn't get headlines, but there is still good and basic morality and humanity out in the world, particularly among young people.
Yeah, it's just so often that's not what's notable, because like Biden says, oh, I have this plan, I'm giving money to infrastructure. You know who I hear talking about that? You. That's pretty much it.
Right.
And all that, the only other things that I hear are Vivek Ramaswamy being an idiot again. Right. Nikki Haley, slightly less of an idiot, but still would pardon Trump.
Right. We have to report what's going on out there, and it's not always pretty. But I think it's just a good reminder to me and all of us that we have to focus to also bring those stories of the good out there in our communities, because there's a darn lot of it. And we're going to talk to somebody at the bottom of the hour here, Ken Bush. He is the founder of Material Intelligence and Climate Positive Now. He's also a journalist, and he's going to be in on sustainability, talking to us about wood in particular, and design, how we design our furniture, our homes, our buildings to make them more sustainable. Because here's the deal. The temperature right now in Madison, Wisconsin is 96 degrees. And with the wind chill, it's 105. That's a Jeff Perry line. He gave me that last night. It was fantastic. But it's true with the heat index. So it's 96 degrees is the actual temperature in the capital of Wisconsin, Madison. With the heat index, it feels like 105 degrees. I mean, that's crazy. So I ask you, and this is going to be the subject here of the next, we're going to have people call in. Do you have a climate haven? Have you been thinking about a place to go or escape the heat and disaster risks? What's your destination? Have you been thinking about it, or have you already moved from Florida or Texas to Wisconsin? Is this your climate haven? Are you ready to go to that place? Have you been thinking about making a move in part because of wanting to get ahead of climate change? Give us a call, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones. We have Chris in Sun Prairie. Chris, thanks for listening. What say you?
Hi. Well, I called before you asked that question. I don't think there is anywhere you can go to escape climate change. Can I speak to something that I called about?
Sure, absolutely. Go ahead. You got 2 minutes.
I was calling about the Republican the debate. I was kind of incensed at how people talking about our cities getting full of homeless people that they were moving in. And I don't think people understand that they're not homeless people moving in. What is happening in our cities is that we are having people priced out of their own neighborhoods. What is happening is people are losing their jobs, then they lose their homes, and then we have people that are coming in and buying up whole blocks of cities and pricing people out of their own neighborhoods. We have bad policies that are not protecting workers, consumers, and working people, and that's the problem in the country. These homeless people are not coming from nowhere. They're being priced out of their homes. They're being put out of their jobs.
I think it's a great subject, and want to delve into it more another time, Chris. But I think you're right. I mean, Rick Smith brings this up on his show, that the disparity, Dale Schultz was talking about it earlier, disparity in income is creating an environment where it's almost impossible for people to work a quote-unquote middle-class job and be able to have a house payment to rent.
And live in the neighborhood they grew up in.
There you go. Exactly right. Chris in Sun Prairie, really appreciate you listening. Thank you for the thoughtful call. Call anytime. What do you think in terms of, do you have a climate haven? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Back after this to the Todd Lovell Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Bartenders, are you ready to shake things up? Jammers Bar and Grill is seeking vibrant and energetic people like you to join their team. Once you join, your nights and weekends will be filled with excitement. Jammers Bar and Grill is also the go-to spot for parties and events. No experience? No problem. They'll train you to be a master mixologist. And the best part, their pay is as good as their customers. And they're the best. Join the team. Have fun. Make money. Stop by today and apply at Jammers Bar and Grill, 2810 Eagle Road in Rapids.
Stoiber Healthcare would love to help you get healthy naturally. I'm Dr. Moselle Stoiber.
And I'm Dr. Erin Stoiber-Aldi. We provide gentle, expert chiropractic care for all ages.
We also offer True Weight Solutions, our doctor-supervised weight loss program, laser therapy, custom-made arch supports, and high-quality nutritional supplements.
And don't forget, we also have two amazing licensed massage therapists on staff to help you. Call Stoiber Healthcare at 715-424-4646 for an appointment today.
That's 715-424-4646.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
the Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crudités at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudies takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates radio show. Stop surfing the dial. You found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing so. Welcome back to the Todd Hall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network on this Thursday, August 24th. The voice was getting better. For those who normally listen in, I went through a terrible sinus infection for about 2 weeks. The voice was starting to come back, and then we had the big show yesterday in Milwaukee and the special show last night. Did a lot of talking in between. So I got to rest it tonight. Probably some honey and lemon again tonight, Mr. Summers. We'll see. But little by little, it's getting there. I apologize for being a little raspy today. Do you have a climate haven? We're asking this question because, pardon me, at the bottom of the hour, Ken Bush, the founder of Material Intelligence and Climate Positive Now, he's a journalist on sustainability, he'll be in, and he has helped designers and architects with homes, businesses, and furniture to make them more sustainable. It's 96 degrees in Madison right now, the heat index of 105. Do you have some place that, do you think that it's going to get worse here? And if so, have you thought about this, a climate haven? Or have you moved from somewhere and is Wisconsin your climate haven? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, or you can text or call on the Civic Media app. You can download it on your Apple or Android device. Let's go to the phones to Wauwatosa and Mary in Wauwatosa. Appreciate you listening and calling in, Mary. What say you?
Hi, Todd. I like your spirit on air and your fairness and respect to all callers. Before I just answer briefly your question, I want to ask you if you knew Claude Vanderveen, former owner of the schoolhouse in Richland Center.
Boy, it doesn't.
Doesn't ring a bell?
It doesn't ring a bell. I'm embarrassed to say that it doesn't ring a bell. I might have known them, but just the name doesn't ring a bell.
Okay, you guys would relate for sure. He was of the Green Party. But in terms of the climate haven, I believe that I'm not leaving the Midwest, and I think it's going to be a climate haven for people moving here, an influx of people moving here over the next decades.
I agree with you. Have you ever lived anywhere other than Wisconsin?
No, I haven't, and I don't want to leave it. Love it.
Well, I'll tell you what, I was gone for about 7 months, 8 months at one point. I moved to Florida for a job back in 2007, was gone from about January through July or ish. And, you know, being on Marco Island in Southwest Florida in February is fantastic. Being on Marco Island in Naples in June is not fantastic. Because you hear about all the California wildfires, they don't tell you there's wildfires in the Everglades of Florida as well. And there was a point in May or June of that year where you basically couldn't go outside for 2 days because it looked like the apocalypse. I'm not making this up. The apocalypse, there was smoke and literally burning embers falling from the sky due to the wind and these wildfires in the Everglades. I agree with you. I think that Wisconsin is about as good as it gets. And I think we're going to see land values go up and more people moving here.
Really? Another thought I have on climate change is that I think that the media fails its responsibility to inform and educate people on how important this is to address. And so I hope to hear more. I hope to hear them, you know, relating the extreme weather events to climate change. I'm not hearing that at all.
I agree with you.
And I'm looking forward to, looking forward to hearing Ken Bush and what he says.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons we have him on today is to talk about this. And Mary, I appreciate your listenership so much. I appreciate you calling in. You're welcome anytime. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
My pleasure. That's Mary in Wauwatosa. If you would like to be like Mary, give us a call, 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Do you have a climate haven as we have climate change going on? Weather changing on a more consistent basis. 96 degrees today. 105 with the heat index. I tell you, it was oppressive yesterday in Milwaukee. And I'm not just talking about the debate. No, it was miserable. I mean, I lived in Florida for 8 months. I don't remember as oppressive heat as I felt yesterday in Milwaukee.
It was bad here too. Like, I know when I got up in the morning and opened the door to go outside, my glasses immediately got condensation all over them, and it was still dark out.
Really?
And then later, when I left my home to come here, yeah, at about 5 o'clock, I basically, on the drive over, unshowered and drank my whole 40-ounce water bottle.
Right? I know. I was wet yesterday just from sweat down in Milwaukee. It was crazy. What do you think? Have you thought about having a climate haven to move to, or is Wisconsin your climate haven? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Wisco Paul, always appreciate you listening and calling in. Wisco Paul, what say you?
Well, thanks for taking my call, Todd. God, I love your show. You do a lot of cool things here.
Well, we appreciate that.
They call me Wisco. Yeah, they call me Wisco because I just love the state of Wisconsin. But I spent some time in Denver, and Colorado's pretty nice.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's all said and done, the Madison area is for me for the rest of my life. But I got, you know, I have friends that live in Port Washington and up towards Sheboygan, and I got that. That's an awesome area too. You're on.
Yeah.
I always Lake Michigan is a lot like the ocean. I mean, that's kind of a fair comparison, and it's a nice cool spot to be in. But I'm all about Wisconsin, especially the Madison area, Todd. And hey, thanks for the question today.
Hey, Wisco, let me ask you this, because I couldn't agree with you more. I'm not a world traveler. I haven't been to Europe, but I've been to Central America and Canada, all over the U.S. Whenever I go somewhere, here's the thing for me. I'm never disappointed when my car or truck re-enters Wisconsin or my plane lands in Madison. I'm always content to come home. Do you feel the same way when you travel?
Absolutely, because I lived for a little time in Denver. Although that's a little hard, but yeah. I spent some time in Georgia. But I'm always happy to get back to the Madison area.
Yeah.
I guess if I had the money, I'd probably be – I may think about Port Washington, but yeah. No, I'm Wisco all the way there, Todd. So,
well, we love you. Love you, listen. Love you calling in. Wisco Paul, always welcome on this show. Thank you so much. If you'd like to call in, tell us your climate haven. Is Wisconsin, like Wisco Paul and I, is Wisconsin the place that you want to be? Or have you thought about moving somewhere else as we go through this climate change? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go up to the Fox Valley, Appleton, Wisconsin. Cindy, thanks for listening. What say you?
Well, if we get another 4 years of 45, I'm probably going to move to another country.
Well, fair.
But my climate haven is Wisconsin because, you know, I love it here. But the thing is, you know, we're not immune to climate stuff. I mean, we've seen our share. We've had more tornadoes, I think, in the last 10 years of my lifetime than the whole, you know, 40, 50 years of my lifetime before that. Mm. We've been having flooding issues here. And as it gets drier and hotter here, we're going to start seeing forest fires and things like that as well. So we're not immune. So that's why I wish these politicians would start stepping up and actually starting taking this serious, because we're running out of time.
I agree with you, Cindy, but you know, do you ever think about when you watch like all these things happening in California and Florida and Texas and other places where they have this even more extreme climate change where things are just falling apart or the wildfires are going out of control? Do you ever think to yourself, man, I'm thankful I'm happy to be in Wisconsin?
Of course I do. But like I said, I don't think we're immune, and I think our time is coming. It's just going to be a little, you know, more prolonged, you know, out there than it is now. But, you know, this is all brought on by us. So who do we have to blame for this?
No, I agree. And that's why, you know, as you say, time's running out. We have to take action now to slow this down at the very least and try to stop it where we can. Cindy, really appreciate you listening up in Appleton, up in the Fox Valley. Are you listening to us on WISS? Oh, you dropped off, but probably on ISS, Oshkosh Air Support, or on Green Bay up there. Beautiful Green Bay, brand new, well, not quite brand new anymore, but WGBW up there at Green Bay. By the way, I was on Mino and the Mayor up there, the great morning show out of Green Bay. Great guys. And I kind of messed up, Mr. Summers, the first day. I was doing a lot of things and absent-minded. I messed up being on the first day. And then they were kind enough to invite me back yesterday morning and was on Kreitler's. Well, I was on Mino and the Mayor first on Green Bay and then was with you on Kreitler's show up North News. So great program up there. Mino and the Mayor, check it out on WGBW in Eau Claire, or no, in Green Bay, rather. It's a great program. And you can, if you're not in Green Bay, if you can't get WGBW, download the Civic Media app, and you can listen to it on that, right?
Yeah, I'll have to check out the podcast since, as you said, I am producing for Pat at that time, so yes. I never get to listen to it live.
Mr. Zomer is a busy man. What do you think of this climate? Mr. Zomer, what do you think? Have you ever thought about moving somewhere else, or are you content here in Wisconsin as a native of Manitowoc?
Well, I definitely. I know you asked some other callers about you ever glad you're living in Wisconsin, and all the time. Ever since I could understand different climates, not like necessarily even climate change yet, but just that it's different in other places, I was like, you know what? I like having snow, but right. Not all year round. Yeah. I couldn't do more heat. I'm glad we're not living inside of a perpetual tsunami or hurricane. We don't have alligators or whatever the heck is running around in Australia. No polar bears to contend with. I don't know. I feel like Wisconsin is a really good middle ground for weather. Yeah. And however, again, as other callers have brought up, that may not be the case forever. The tornadoes, definitely, that really resonated with me because when I was little, I always thought like tornadoes just don't happen in Wisconsin. Like they're just not here.
Really?
At least not by Manitowoc.
Right.
And then as I got older, they just started happening way more often.
What say you? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Have you thought about having a climate haven, a place that you could go if things get worse? That's the question we're asking here. We're going to have a guest after the break, Ken Bush, who is the founder of Material Intelligence and Climate Positive Now, coming on the show. He's a journalist, going to talk about sustainability, design, and furniture. In terms of, is wood the most sustainable thing we have to work with and will actually help our environment? Those are things I'm fascinated by this. I love design. I love architecture. And this is the guy, Ken Bush, who spent some time in Central America. So I'll ask him about that as well. Going to go quickly to the lines. We have, I believe, Bill in Kenosha. Bill, about a minute left before the break. Go ahead.
Yeah, I... my life partner of 33 years is a paralyzed Marine vet who grew up in the UP, and I was editor of the Mesabi Daily News on Minnesota's Iron Range for several years. And the Iron Range of Minnesota and the UP have what I call the three P's in common, Passy's, Porticha, and Porchetta Roast. And they also have a tendency, Upers and Rangers, have a slight Canadian accent, like, boy, it sure is cold, eh? That right. Kind of stuff. And whenever we go to the UP, we get pasties at Randall's. We've been to the Porcupine Mountains. And the unofficial state bird.
Bill, I'm up against a break. I'm sorry. Call back anytime, though. Bill in Kenosha, thank you for your service as a Marine vet. Stay tuned. Ken Bush is next on the Todd Allbull Show.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in Central Wisconsin. A church parking lot may be on top of tribal burial grounds. The Community Presbyterian Church in Lac des Flambeaux has been standing since 1872,
but parts of the church's parking lot were dug up and placed behind barricades, with human remains being detected underneath. Currently, there are three spots that have been tested where tribal graves could be located. The Lac des Flambeaux Tribal Council is working with the church pastor to discuss future options. The Marshfield Police Department is joining the Wood County Sheriff's Department selling raffle tickets for the Special Response Team. You can purchase tickets for $40 in the Marshfield Police Department lobby or at the Wood County Sheriff's Department. Please bring exact change. Only 2,500 tickets will be sold. All tickets will be re-entered each day after drawing. You have 31 chances to win prizes during the month of October. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI, Civic Media News.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes, their age, the way they speak? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a single father of two who works three
part-time jobs and still can't put enough food on the table?
Or maybe a mother who cleans offices at night,
hoping to find meeting leftovers to take home to her hungry family.
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet.
I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong, and the Ad Council.
Brand new look, same great radio. Locally grown radio WFHR and West Country 105.5 WIRI are getting a makeover, and you're invited to check it out. Not only are WFHR.com and WisCountry.com getting a refresh, we have new logos for each station. Look for them online and on social media, and keep on listening. We've got swag giveaways and the Name the West Country Chicken Contest coming soon. Join us as we celebrate WFHR and WIRI more local than ever.
Emergency medical unit, respond to 102 Maple Avenue, possible stroke victim.
When stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life. There are new treatments, but you must get to a hospital fast. If you suddenly feel weakness on one side, have trouble speaking, walking, or seeing, it could be a stroke. Call 911. Get to a hospital. Because how you spend the next 60 minutes could determine how you spend the rest of your life. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 89. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 62. Tonight, partly cloudy. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again. Tomorrow, chance for scattered storms. Daytime highs approaching 85. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 79.
Climate talk show. I would have tuned in earlier.
Well, it was the first hour we spent on the Republican debate, but this topic came up, and you know, do you have a climate haven? I thought, well, that kind of matches in with what we're going to talk about. Have you ever thought about that, a climate haven, or are you happy here in Madison?
Oh, I love Madison, of course, but and I've heard the Upper Midwest, right, is going to be the last region standing, especially right. In the UP. But I do constant research because the way you talk about climate change, sustainability just keeps evolving. So I learn new things every week. And I was just reading about the jet stream and how, depending on what happens on our polar caps, could really shift the jet stream. So we're good for now until something changes.
Yeah, right. I'm happy being in Madison as well. We're going to get more into this in a second. But before we do, for those watching on the stream on video, you have some amazing instruments behind you. You're a musician too, as well, right?
It's my $30,000 speedboat, my $100,000 summer cabin. Yes, I sink a lot into music and recording. I've got friends around town who've been doing it for decades, and it's quite frankly what keeps me sane a lot of the time.
Did you grow up here in Madison?
I grew up in Edgerton, just south of here.
Beautiful little town.
Been in Madison for 30 plus years now.
So did you always have this passion for sustainability and design and architecture? Where did that come from?
So I went to UW-Whitewater for a journalism degree. Mm-hmm. Did some really fun political reporting, investigative reporting. Got my first job offer in 1990, a long time ago. The Janesville Gazette wanted to pay me $12,000 to live in Monroe and cover that beat. And I thought, oh boy. At the same time, I got a job offer from a furniture industry magazine. There's a big publishing company based in Fort Atkinson that does several different trade magazines. And they paid me about twice as much, 12 deadlines instead of 364. And I learned about the furniture industry that way and absolutely fell in love with it.
Did you ever spend any time in Monroe?
I have been to Monroe. There's nothing wrong with it.
No.
I was fresh out of college.
It's one of my favorite small towns. You got Cheese Days in Monroe. So, I mean, one of the best small town, medium town festivals in the state, I think.
I love it. Yeah, absolutely.
But what a great... What a great just example of we all have choices in life, right? How your life would have been different had you taken that first opportunity in Monroe versus doing the second one.
Well, and you know, one of the other things that was really exciting to me was the fact that the furniture industry in the States is really, it's a very international industry when you get to a certain production level, certain level of sophistication. So I was spending a lot of time in Europe and in different parts of the world observing how their furniture operations work. And learning about that technology and the mindset. And I'm learning a lot now in the sustainability world about how especially the European businesses and communities prioritize sustainability. I spend a fair amount of time in Germany every year. They have color-coded recycling bins, right, for plastics, metals, papers, different kinds of plastics. And if you drop something wrong in one of the bins in Germany, somebody will chase you down the street and help you understand and mend your ways. It's that passionate, right?
Wow.
And then you kind of compare that to what we're doing with recycling here. It was two summers ago, I think I got a letter from our alder here in Madison saying that if you put one wrong plastic item in your one green recycling bin, it sends that entire truck full of recycling to the landfill.
Yeah.
And that made me think, well, probably all of the trucks are going to the landfill if that's the rule.
Yeah.
And it just really illustrates how confusing well-meaning recyclers at the consumer level, how confusing it is for them to actually do the right thing.
Go ahead.
And I was just going to say, so that kind of leads me into the industrial scale of sustainability and resource management and recycling, right? So the lesson from that was, and they're seeing headlines now on a regular basis, consumer recycling just isn't going to cut it. Mm-hmm. It rates way down on the scale of what is actually having a positive impact on, on our future, our resources, our climate.
Yeah.
So it's really up to the businesses, right? These companies that operate at scale to move the needle for us. But it's up to us as consumers to encourage them to do that.
So you started this group or this company called Material Intelligence, LLC, and Climate Positive Now. Tell us about those organizations and what you do.
So coming out of the furniture industry and understanding a lot about the materials and the technology that goes into producing, not just residential furniture, but commercial furniture, healthcare furniture, hospitality, hotels and restaurants, I had a pretty deep understanding of how all that stuff comes together to make a successful project or piece of furniture. about 25 years ago, I started working with a couple of interior design magazines. And a big thing, and this is really what's very cool about that world, is architects and interior designers need to have constant education about their practice, mm-hmm. right? Codes, and you know, energy consumption, sustainability, materials use. So I started creating what they call CEUs, or Certified Educational Units. It's basically certified content for their continuing education. They're required to have so many hours of this every year to keep their professional accreditation current.
Sure.
So that really taught me how important these guys are and how to talk to them. And it also taught me how little they really understand about some of the primary ingredients of their professions, right? So there's an ongoing need. I delivered one of these things just this morning. It's an hour-long event, a webinar mm-hmm. type of thing. But it really made me sort of realize that we need a lot more material intelligence out there, right? So about 15 years ago, I launched materialintelligence.com, which is really a guide to different basic materials that are used in commercial furniture and interior design. And I'm using it also now. I'm giving regular presentations to design students in classrooms full of future architects and interior designers. Mm-hmm. And so the material intelligence site is really kind of a reference point for not just professional designers, but for up-and-coming designers and consumers.
I love everything about this. I love design. My niece wants to go into architecture. I have friends who are architects. Rob Wheat, who is a graduate of Richland Center High School with Chris Pauls and I, our mutual friend. LPN Architects here in Madison. They're a great firm. And I'm just obsessed because my mom and I have been going to Parade of Homes here in Madison since I was a kid. And I think we've missed 1 or 2 years in you know, 45 years. But I love seeing new design, new technology. You have talked about wood being one of the most sustainable. And I think that gets a little bit overlooked. Like there's a certain stigma, well, that's just faux pas. We don't want to use wood. And it seems like you're saying that, no, let's not dismiss wood as maybe being the most environmentally friendly material to work with.
Well, if you think about it, right? So, you know, I've dealt a lot with the decorative surfaces like the laminates, right? The formica type materials and all those kinds of alternate materials to wood. And if you look at what they actually sell, 97% of all the patterns they sell in those materials are wood grains.
Wow.
Right? Mm-hmm. We love wood. If you think about how we co-evolved with wood for light, for heat, for shelter, for weapons, for transportation, for music, right? Yeah, yeah. Wood is just part of our soul. It's a very sort of simpatico relationship. But what's just crazy is we take it for granted, right? It's everywhere. And dealing with European companies and the European markets, you know, they don't have access to the wood, the forests that we do in most of those countries. So that's why, you know, particle board and MDF and these types of composite panels are really innovated by the European companies. Of course, they're standard in all sorts of commercial furniture now. But we really have just no appreciation for how important wood is, how important forests are, how important managed forestry is, and how all this is really a very simple commercial proposition, right? Mm-hmm. Wood is very easy to work with the most basic tools and machines, right? Mm-hmm. We need to be using as much wood as possible. And this is really because, you know, that whenever you're talking about sustainability and climate change, the story always comes back to carbon, CO2,
right?
Global warming gas, et cetera, et cetera. The only quantifiable way we have to talk about sustainability is literally carbon. Everything else could be greenwashing, but we can measure carbon. We know how it moves through the atmosphere. We know how it moves through the biome, right? You, Todd, are 18% carbon by weight. Just sitting there.
Who knew that? You apparently.
You do know, right? Yeah.
I do know. Okay.
Trees are 50% carbon by weight. Wood is 50% carbon by weight. And the great thing about that carbon is it's naturally captured from the atmosphere in the form of CO2 using photosynthesis, right? This thing we're all supposed to learn about in sixth grade or something. Trees capture CO2. They take the carbon and turn it into the sugars and the glucose that they use to kind of build their own mass to grow. And then they release the oxygen molecules, right? Mm-hmm. So that helps keep us alive. That wood in that, or that carbon in that wood stays stored or sequestered, is the scientific term.
Sure.
Until that wood burns or rots, right? So you cut down a tree, that carbon is still there. You turn that tree into a panel, that carbon is still there. You turn that panel into a desk, that carbon is still there. for 50, 60 years, however long this piece of furniture lasts. And then even after your landfill, and nobody really wants to talk about it, but that carbon stays stored, right? It stays out of the atmosphere.
Right.
So right now, you know, this weather we're having today, these crazy weather events, it's all about having so much carbon in the atmosphere. It's a greenhouse gas. It means it traps heat. The more heat we have in the atmosphere, every 1 degree Celsius, our atmosphere temperature goes up, we absorb 7% more water, right? More water vapor in the sky, in the atmosphere. That slows down the weather patterns. That's what's screwing with the jet stream, like we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
That is why we have these heat domes parked over Arizona, or, you know, or these crazy cold temperatures, or these once every 1,000-year rain events happening every 18 months. It's all about the level of moisture in the air caused by too much carbon in the air.
That's fascinating. I love this explanation. Even a goofball like me can understand what you just said. So if wood is one of the things we should be working with in our building, what are the materials, the top one or two, that we should stay away from?
Well, so you can't really rule anything out completely, but the carbon footprint, Rich, is how we express the amount of carbon that was expended in converting a raw material into a usable product. It's basically embodied carbon or carbon footprint. In, let's say, aluminum, right? Everything's measured in this world in cubic meters. So we have a cubic meter of aluminum. Mm-hmm. The carbon footprint of 1 cubic meter of aluminum is 18,009 kilograms of carbon, right?
Holy cow, yeah.
That's more than that piece of metal weighs, right? But that's, we're expressing all of the processes that, you know, where we expended fossil fuels and let, release carbon into the atmosphere. Glass, I think, is around 1,200 kilograms of carbon per square meter, cubic meter, that is. Wood is negative 1,290 kilograms. And this is because, and this is where the whole climate positive story comes in, it means the same thing as carbon negative. And carbon negative means any product or process that pulls more carbon out of the atmosphere than is spent or released in its conversion into a product that we can use. Wood stores, and composite wood like particle board and MDF, the stuff that's in your desk right now, is storing 40% more carbon than was released in its conversion into that desk, even, you know, including harvesting, creating the panel, turning that panel into furniture, getting it to your groovy studio there. So that is what we're talking about when we say climate positive. These materials are actually pulling and keeping more carbon out of the atmosphere than is released and turning them into a usable product.
That's just amazing. I mean, this is fantastic stuff, the stuff that people need to know more about. We got to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to ask Ken Bush, the founder of Material Intelligence and Climate Positive Now, about, we both apparently been to Central America. There's some new building going on down there. I want your input on that. And what can we as consumers do to help things out here in Wisconsin? Back with more after this. This is the Todd Allball Show. And this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget, they're made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
Check out the Village of Vesper and celebrate the dog days of summer at the grand opening of the Vesper Public Dog Park on Saturday, August 26th. Enjoy the Hot Dog Brat Fry fundraiser from 10:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. with tons of giveaways and prizes for our furry friends. The dog park is located at the Vesper Recreation Center, 6435 Cameron Avenue in Vesper. Back for its seventh year for a Sunday fun day of enjoying the beautiful Wisconsin River, check out the annual Paddle Fest hosted by Current Wisconsin Rapids. Meet at the Old Boat Landing at Anchor Bay Bar and Grill by 2 p.m. on Sunday, August 27th. Then enjoy music from the Jerry Schmidt Band at Anchor Bay going from 4 to 8 p.m.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more. more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome back to the Tallyball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock. At the top of the hour, just after the news and weather, our friend and colleague Matt Flynn will be in with a great program, Matt Flynn Direct. Always taking your calls, great callers, great topics. You'll learn something, get a chuckle as well. Matt Flynn Direct after the top of the hour. Right now, our guest is the wonderful Ken Bush, the founder of Material Intelligence and Climate Positive. Now you can find all of his work at climatepositive.org. That's climatepositive.org.
Or climatepositivenow.org.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. See, this is why I have
it's
young...
It's a movement.
This is why...
It's not... Now we want it now.
This is why I
have the logo designed. I had the logo designed to look like it should belong on furniture in a showroom. I told this graphic designer, or in a plaque in a hotel remodel, or, and this is where she took off. I said, make it look like it would be a great tattoo.
Oh, that's so smart.
The climatepositivenow.org tattoo is or tattoo climate logo is meant to look good. As it, I have commitment issues, so I do not have the tattoo. But I'm hoping to get it out there.
Well, this is why I have a young producer. ClimatePositiveNow.org, ClimatePositiveNow.org. Ken, so appreciate you being on the show. A couple of things quickly. I noticed in your bio, you've at least spoken and done some work down in Central America. I've been to El Salvador about 39 times over 25 mm-hmm. years. I'm fascinated by the region. And certainly climate, I was in the coffee industry for a while. Climate change is having an effect on the coffee market and what kind of trees could grow at what elevation. We're not going to go into that. But one of the things that they've really just on the cusp of are these, they call them 3D printed houses using concrete kind of through like a tube, almost looks like a big cake decorator. And they make these homes out of concrete that are supposed to be more environmentally friendly and sustainable and protective of like climate change. Have you seen this before? Do you have any thoughts on that?
I have. I've seen that. And I've also seen, I go to a lot of furniture shows around the world, and I've seen people producing 3D printing media out of mushrooms and fungus.
Really?
Mycelium. Am I saying that right? Mycelium.
As we say back at Richland Center, you can take a trip without even leaving the farm on those mushrooms.
I don't know if you can get a contact high from sitting on one of these chairs, but I'll try it next time and report back.
That's fascinating.
But using wood flour, I've seen 3D printed media made out of just the tiniest bits you can get out of wood lignin, right? Wow. Breaking it down as far as possible. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the history of the wood products industry, right? 70 years ago, we'd cut down a tree, get our flooring, construction lumber, siding out of it, maybe some, furniture structural lumber. Mm-hmm. After those elements came out of that tree, 50% of it was still laying on the ground, right? Wow, it was just left there to rot or to burn, which in carbon terms returns that carbon back into the atmosphere in hours or months, right? As these companies became more sophisticated and realized, look, we need more wood, we can't really be cutting down that much more trees, they started converting the smaller bits of the tree into plywood. Mm-hmm. And the smaller bits left over from plywood into particle board, and then the smaller bits from particle board into MDF. And now we're at the point where we're using over 99% of the wood fiber of every harvested tree.
Wow.
Which is amazing, right? But, when I talk to groups of architects and designers about this, I have to say, the wood industry didn't do that to have the most incredible sustainability story, foresight in 1950, happening. They did it because they're cheap. This industry is notoriously frugal. So out of this sort of mother of necessity, you know, these inventions come. And it's very exciting to see, you know, how efficient they're being. But forestry has to change. I'm just, this is one of these breaking news things I learned looking at the Canadian forest fires. You know, we there's still parts of the tree we don't use, right? The smallest bits of twigs and whatnot are usually left on the floor to kind of feed the next generation of, you know, of plants that are going to grow there. What is happening, though, is we aren't used to having such long dry spells. Yeah. So, you know, what was kind of normal forestry practice and was not a threat 50, 60 years ago, even 30 years ago, is now a problem because of these extended dry spells. That stuff gets so dry, it's basically a bomb, right? Wow. And these fires that are burning so hot right now, they burn hot enough to literally sterilize the soil. You know, traditionally, a forest fire would move through an area, it would take out the dead trees, it would take out the undergrowth and the brush and the dead branches and whatnot, but it would leave the healthy trees standing. It would scorch the trunks. As a matter of fact, you know, certain conifers need fire to pop the pine cones and release the seeds. But that natural balance has kind of been thrown out of whack because we've got cabins, we've got hiking trails, we've got, you know, ATV trails. So we're putting out the fires. We're killing the insects also, which are part of that natural rhythm. I mean, the forests in our part of the world were designed by nature to be destroyed every 40 or 50 years and started fresh. Now they're getting much older than that. There's so much more fuel there. The fires that we have coming through are like nothing we've seen before. They literally, they destroy the healthy trees as well as the sick trees and, sterilize the soil.
Time always goes too fast, about a minute and a half, 2 minutes left, Ken. What can we as consumers, whether we're buying things or whether we're building things, what can we do to help this process?
Well, I wish I could say right now that you look for that climate positive now label in your furniture store, but that might be about a decade out. Use wood where you can. Right? And the simpler versions of wood as possible. Do not feel bad about buying a composite wood particle board desk. That is the world's most efficient way of using wood. A 4x8 sheet of particle board is storing 40 pounds of naturally captured carbon. That's 16 pounds more carbon than was released in its production. So the key ingredient in this decision-making process is the denser the wood, the more carbon it's storing. Use wood wherever you can.
So you're telling me my IKEA furniture is okay?
It's okay for what it is, right? It is what it is. It's a value proposition. You know, IKEA is where I stole the climate positive terminology from.
Oh, really? Fascinating.
They started a campaign about 2018 or so. They want to be climate positive by 2030 as a company, right? In absolute terms, they say, which is a great, getting another Swedish brand in their marketing there. But that means their, you know, solar panels on their retail stores. That means changing where they get their meatballs, right? That means doing every efficiency they can. That's corporate carbon.
Right.
That is companies process carbon. I'm talking about product carbon, carbon that is in something you buy. That is what wood wins.
And we have so many great craftspeople here in Wisconsin. I mean, whenever you can look at it and afford it, buy just a truly handmade piece of furniture out of wood, right?
Yeah, and this helps the furniture industry. Furniture industry is dying for people to come and work, right? Yeah. And I've been consulting with several big companies. They're like, if we can tell a better sustainability story, we think we can get more young people to come and work for us because they want to work for green companies.
Right? All goes hand in hand. ClimatePositiveNow.org. We're putting it up on the screen. Mr. Zommer, stay on the line. Ken, don't go anywhere. We'll talk to you after we get off the air. But ClimatePositiveNow.org. You can find out all this information. Ken Bush, fascinating story, fantastic guest. Please come back and join us again.
Thanks so much, Todd. I'd be delighted.
My pleasure. Ken Bush, ladies and gentlemen, from Material Intelligence and ClimatePositiveNow.org. Stay tuned. Matt Flynn is next. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, whatever you believe in, whatever you're fighting for, don't give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you tomorrow.
Keep banging on your drum.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life, but for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries that turn despair into hope.
These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.